الحمد لله، الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، على من لا نبي بعده، ولا أمة بعد أمته، ولا كتاب بعد كتابه، ولا شريعة بعد شريعته. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والمؤمنون والمؤمنات بعضهم أولياء بعض، صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected elders and brothers, there is no doubt that Allah Ta'ala in the Holy Quran, when He speaks to us, He speaks to us as individuals. And we are instructed as individuals to fear Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, the consequences of our deeds, and also to fear the day when we will have to go into our qabr alone, and where we have to face Allah Ta'ala and account for our deeds as individuals. So individualism, in the sense of personal responsibility, is very much part of Islam. Individualism in this sense, that each and everyone came in this world alone, he's going to go in the qabr alone. Allah Ta'ala is going to ask him about his a'mal, what he had done individually. He can't go and say, my family didn't support me, my environment didn't support me. No. You have to be alone to answer to Allah Ta'ala. That is why in Islam, Allah Ta'ala has given great recognition to individual freedom, individual privacy. Allah says in the Holy Quran, لا تدخلوا بيوتا غير بيوتكم حتى تستعنسوا وتسلموا على أهلها. O you who believe, do not enter into another person's home until you don't take permission and you don't make salam upon the person. And look at the beauty of how Allah has emphasized individual privacy. وَإِن قِيلَ لَكُمْ ارْجِعُوا فَارْجِعُوا هُوَ أَزْكَى لَكُمْ. If you go to a person, you ask permission to see him, and he says, I can't see you now, for whatever reason. His reason he knows. Maybe he's in pain, maybe he is sick, maybe he's going out somewhere in 2-3 minutes time, maybe he is not in the mood of meeting anyone. And he tells you, I can't meet you, go back. It is better for you that you don't insist on meeting him. This is what the Quran says. Today, if you go to someone and say, I can't meet you now, what will be our reaction? He's got too much pride. He can't see me. But Allah says, if he tells you, I can't see you now, go back, it is better for you. So much so is individual privacy respected in Islam, that it comes in a hadith that Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if someone peeps into another person's room or house, and the person of the house takes a stone and throws it at his eyes, and he bursts his eyes, then although normally in the Sharia there is liability, retaliation, you do something wrong to someone, he's got the right to do that amount of wrong to you. But in this instance, there is no liability upon the person. Why did you peep into his private room and house? You got no right to do so. So Allah Ta'ala has respected and given emphasis to this individual privacy and individual rights. And as I said, we are going to answer to Allah as individuals. However, having said that, there is no doubt whatsoever, when individualism becomes where we ignore the interests of everyone else around us and only worry about yourself, then Sharia has told us to pause and reflect. Because Sharia has made us a social human being. Whereas we are supposed to interact with one another. Whereas we are supposed to be part of the community. And where we are supposed to play a role in the upliftment of the community. There is no doubt with regard to this. You and I, we read in our salat, we make dua. Every rakat of every salat. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. Oh Allah, guide us on the straight path. Who is us? You are making an individual act of ibadat. But you are not saying, "Oh Allah, guide me." You are saying, "Guide the community upon the right path." It shows the emphasis. While there is respect for individualism, we are a social being. Therefore, when we make dua, we make ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Oh Allah, guide us all together upon the right path. In fact, Allah has made the system of the universe in such a way that it is, we have no other alternative but to interact with one another. See, Allah has created people with different talents. Allah has created people with different resources. Now look at this particular aspect. Allah says in the Quran, نَحْنُ قَسَمْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ مَعِيشَتَهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَرَفَعْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ فَوْقَ بَعْضٍ لِيَتَّخِذَ بَعْضُهُمْ بَعْضًا سُخْرِيًّا. Allah has given some people more wealth than others. Now when you have more wealth and you have wealth, for the sake of that wealth, you need labor. You need the assistance of other people. The person who doesn't have the wealth is many a times dependent upon the people who have wealth for employment. So Allah has created a situation you are interdependent upon one another. The wealthy person needs the laborer's effort for the sake of his wealth. The laborer needs the wealthy person for the sake of his risk. Allah provides, but through the means of the employer. So Allah has created an interdependent world where the wealthy needs the laborer needs the wealthy person. Allah then creates people with different talents. So not each and everyone can become a doctor. Allah says in the Quran with regard to ulama, فَلَوْلَا نَفَرَ مِنْ كُلِّ فِرْقَةٍ مِّنْهُمْ طَائِفَةٌ لِيَتَفَقَّهُ فِي الدِّينِ وَلِيُنذِرُ قَوْمَهُمْ إِذَا رَجَعُوا إِلَيْهِمْ. That in every community there must be someone who is well versed in deen. So that when people need to ask someone, they can go to that person. Allah didn't say each and everyone must become an alim. He said certain people in the community need to be well versed in deen. So that there is, that need is fulfilled of the community. Some people become doctors. Some people cannot become doctors, they become something else. Some people become artisans. Now when the doctors, you know, when the doctor's geezer is broken, whether he is a neurosurgeon, he needs a plumber. And may I dare say, sometimes today it's more difficult to get hold of a plumber than to get hold of a neurosurgeon. And sometimes it is not only more difficult, I don't know whether sometimes, I must say, maybe just that whether the promises they make applies to them or not. Allah Ta'ala's commands about the promises apply to them or not, I don't know. But be as it may, why Allah has created people with different talents? The reason is you need one another. So when you need one another, you have to depend upon one another. You have to interact with one another. Allah has created the world in such a way that you have to interdepend and you have to interact with one another. This makes for the basis of worrying about the community. And of course, we know that there is no greater example for us to follow than the example of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. How many times, although individually, there is no one more pious than the Nabi of Allah, but he had concern with regard to the community, not only about spiritual aspects, even about worldly aspects. I made mention of this incident many a times. Once there was a noise in Medina Sharif. People were worried in the darkness of the night, a loud noise. I know what most of us would do today if there is a loud noise in our community. I know that. We will see that the doors are properly locked. We will maybe phone the police to see where is this noise. Can you just go and send someone to go and investigate? Maybe we will phone our burglar people. Are you sure you are patrolling the house? That is what perhaps you will do. The Nabi of Allah, he went to go investigate the noise. And as people came out slowly from their homes, out of concern, anxious, fearful, what sights greet them? The Nabi of Allah is on his horseback, telling the people of Medina, "Oh people of Medina, I went to go and see the noise, there is nothing to worry about." How many of us will follow that sunnah of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Once the Sahaba were going in an expedition, and everyone said, "We will do this, we will do this, we will do this." The Nabi of Allah said, "I will go and collect the firewood." Sahaba said, "Ya Rasulullah, you don't need to do it, we will do it." Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "I know you can do it, but I don't want to be aloof from the community, not doing anything for the sake of the community. I don't want to be like that. I'm going to be the Hazrat, everyone must make my khidmat. I want to be part and parcel of doing something for the community." This is a seerah of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This is a sunnah of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In fact, a person who does not worry about what is happening around him, doesn't worry with regard to his neighbors, doesn't worry with regard to what is concerning the community. We can say with the greatest assurance from the Sunnah of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, his morals and his faith is questionable. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had said, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى you do not have iman until you like for others what you like for yourself. So if you do not worry about what's happening to the community, your neighborhood, your iman and your morals is questionable, no matter how much salat you read. This is the fact. And when we talk about community and neighborhood, we don't only say Muslims, everyone. In fact, not only the emphasis upon our community, we are part of a community, we have to worry about the community. In fact, we can very clearly say that our destiny is linked to the destiny of humankind. Our destiny is linked to the destiny of our community. There is no way, if there is crime taking place in the community, I'm going to put up big, big walls and I'm going to be safe from the crime. It doesn't happen. Until you as a community don't learn to deal with the crime, individually, one day the crime is going to overtake you, no matter how much safety you put around your houses. We haven't learned this lesson and we have been bitten repeatedly because we are only worried about ourselves. And the Quran, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, one day, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, and Wallahi al-Azim, Hazrat Aisha used to ask such amazing questions because she was so perceptive. Ya Rasulullah, anuhliku wa fina salihun. O Prophet of Almighty Allah, would we be destroyed when there are individuals who are pious in our midst? Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, yes, إذا كثر الخبث. When evil becomes rampant in your community and you do nothing to prevent that evil, then you would be destroyed even if you are individually pious. You are individually pious, then also you are going to be destroyed. This is the aspect that Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught, our destiny is linked to that. We know the famous hadith which we read in Fazail al-Amal about the two groups of people who went on the ship, and one was an upper deck, one was a lower deck, and the lower deck people say, why must we go to the people of the upper deck to go and fetch water? There is so much water at the bottom of the ship, let us make a hole. And they said, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if you, the people of the upper deck, allow the people of the lower deck to make a hole in the water, not only the people of the lower deck will get destroyed, the people of the upper deck also will get destroyed. So if we don't take an active part to what is happening in our community, what evils are happening, what can we do to rectify, amend, we don't get success all the time. But if you make some effort, you are following the Sunnah of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And as I said, you know, our destiny is linked to one another. You see, a person goes on a road and he insists today in driving on the right-hand side of the road where everyone is supposed to drive on the left-hand side. If he goes and drives on the right-hand side, what is going to happen? Yes, he will block someone else's passage coming that side. Might meet up in an accident. But look at the broader picture. He himself will not reach his destination. What will happen? He himself will not reach his destination. If you go and do things only to your own individual self benefit, not worrying about the community, you will see you yourself, you are going to be blocked. And that is why our ulama have tell us, we may survive without a community, but we cannot live and we cannot prosper without a community, because we are part and parcel of a community. And let me also say, the Sharia has taught us, each and every one of us must play a role according to our talents to make some sort of contribution to the betterment of the community. Each and every one. You see, as I said, I was just given this example with regard to individual and collective, the collaboration between the two. Even our individual a'mal, if we don't make an effort for collective effort, then individually we would not be able to fulfill our responsibility in time to come. Our ulama tell us that one of the reasons why we find it easy to do a'mal and ibadat in Ramadan, what is the reason? Because there is a collective environment, so everyone feels like doing something. Is it not true? We all know that. Everyone knows that Ramadan is easier to fast. Why is it so difficult to fast after Ramadan? Collectively, there is not an environment. So the collective environment of good makes it easier for you to fulfill your individual responsibility. And if you don't make an effort for the collective environment, in time to come, you would not be able to fulfill your individual responsibility to Allah Ta'ala. This is a fact. Because we are human beings, we get caught up by what is happening around us. So if the environment is not right, how much times are you going to do individual amal? Maybe you will do it, but your children, they won't be able to do it. So you have to make an effort for the collective environment to be able to fulfill your individual responsibility to Allah also. Even to protect your individual piety, you have to worry about the community. And everyone can play a role. One day Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told the Sahaba, what did he tell the Sahaba? That each and every person must give sadaqah. Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, we don't have enough wealth to give sadaqah. We don't have enough wealth. The Sahaba are not wealthy people like us. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, there are different ways of giving sadaqah. You go and help a blind person cross the street, it is sadaqah. You do Amar bil Ma'ruf, it is sadaqah. You do Nahi anil Munkar, you prevent someone from doing wrong, it is sadaqah. You tell someone to do right, it is sadaqah. Then Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said an amazing thing. He said, oh my Sahaba, if you can't do anything more than that, smile at the face of your Muslim brother, and when he smiles back, that is sadaqah on your behalf. Subhanallah. I know what you have happened today. We smile to someone. So, other words, are you in such a good mood? What happened today? You won the jackpot? You won the lotto or something? And you, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if you can't do anything, by smile at the face of your next Muslim brother, it doesn't cost much, doesn't cost anything. He smiles back, it is sadaqah. The ulama tell us, one of the reasons that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said this is, each and every person can play his role for the benefit of the community. You can't give money, go and smile at someone's face. If he will smile back, the community, the streams of goodness will come upon the community, open up within the community. Everyone will feel part of doing something for the community. People can do different things. The Sahaba had different talents. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam referred those Sahaba who had different talents to those people. أعلموا بالحلال والحرام معاذ بن جبل. You want to know about halal and haram? Go to معاذ بن جبل. أقرأهم أبي بن كعب. You want to know about قراءة? Go to أبي بن كعب رضي الله تعالى عنه. You want to know about inheritance? Go to زيد بن ثابت. There were people who were known to be in the forefront of the battlefield. خالد بن وليد, حضرت حمزة, حضرت علي رضي الله تعالى عنه. حسان بن ثابت was not very brave in the battlefield, but yet he was good in poetry. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم told him, compose poetry in defense of Islam and the Muslims. He stood on the member of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When he composed poetry, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made dua for him. Allahumma ayyidhu bi ruhi al-Qudus. Oh Allah, help him with Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. What did he do? What was his talent? To compose poetry, he did it. So what is your talent? Use it for the benefit of the community. And wallahi al-azim, without doing that, individually also we are going to be ruined if we don't start worrying and we don't look at the collective. In this particular regard, of course, we know that there are various type of situations that we need to play our role. This is a very important point, to get that individual and collective responsibility, understand the priority and ways the merger between the two. In this regard, next week, Sunday, inshallah, there is some time, inshallah, next week we will make mention of it even further. We have the youth convention that is taking place between the Jamiatul Ulama and the Muslim Students Association. Now, we are all aware with regard to the problems facing the youth. I don't need to go and give an example. Anyone who has teenagers and who has parents of teenagers know the type of difficulty, know the type of responsibility, know the type of challenges that they are facing. They are facing all different types of challenges and evils and temptations. They face such temptations that we, as when we were small, never ever faced. This is the reality. At the press of the button, you can find and you can be access, you can gain access to the most immoral type of things today. And this is a reality. So now we need to assist our youth in trying to remain steadfast upon the deen of Almighty Allah. And we can go on complaining, but someone has very beautifully said, million gripes against darkness won't make one iota of difference to the darkness. If there is a power outage and the lights go off and you stand in the mimbar or you stand and go on to the mic and you say, lights come back, nothing will happen. It will never come back. But if you light up one candle, it brings about some sort of light. So we can complain with regard to our youngsters till the day of Qiyamah. But otherwise we can do is light up one candle to make one effort for the sake of inshallah bringing our youngsters closer towards deen and keeping them steadfast upon deen. And we are also asking people to volunteer human resources and financial resources. Those financial resources could be given to the Jamiatul Ulama. We as a community, alhamdulillah, we have spent a lot on infrastructure. We have spent a lot in bricks and mortar. And I'm not saying that we don't need bricks and mortar. But it'll be very unfortunate if all our charities only go to bricks and mortar. And we don't spend our money for human development. Wallahi al-Azim, it will be a tragedy if all our charity only goes in bricks. But what about human beings? Is human beings not more important than bricks? Surely human beings and our youth are more important than bricks. So if we are giving charity to the masjid, which we have to give, together with it, give for human development. So we are asking this, inshallah, and try people to try and pass the message around. Next week, Sunday, inshallah, next week, Saturday, there's a sisters conference, our Muslim girls. Also the same venue, the Technicon Center in Ormondi. And on Sunday, it is for the boys. So we humbly request people to play their role. As I've said, we have to, together with our individual piety, worry with regard to the community. May Allah give us tawfiq of understanding and making amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.